Actually, Guinness, my husband did the research for that. I think one day we were just talking about, you know, he was doing research on the internet and said, you know, there's not an oldest dog record. I always buy him Guinness every year, and he reads it from cover to cover. And he didn't see a record, so he said, you know, I think I'll write him and, you know, see if we could get Chanel in there. And we just kind of thought it would be neat because she's just always been such a special dog. I think a 102-year-old person would be doing the same thing Chanel does, not much of anything. Now she has trouble with cataracts, and so that's why she wears the Dougals when she's outside. And she has her heart. She has a heart murmur that she developed a couple of years ago. So she takes Enalapril for that. She takes a couple of tablets a day, and that helps with that. Other than that, she has a tumor on her foot, and the doctor says it doesn't bother her, so he said to put a sock on it. And so I found these little boots, and she wears a little boot on it. I think she's probably seen it all. And she would say that people need to relax more and stop and smell the roses because she's done that her whole life. As long as she's the way she is now and doesn't have any problems, I'm fine with her continuing, you know. But when she's ready to go, I've told her it's her choice, and I just hope that her journey is peaceful, you know, that she goes in her sleep.